ACT has released information about the national ACT score average for the class of 2022 and also gives a state-by-state breakdown. Rose Babington, the ACT Senior Director for State Partnerships, joins Show Me Today to talk about some of Missouri's information. And Rose, thank you so much for being on to break this down for us. Let's start off by having you. Can you tell us how did Missouri's class of 2022 do on the ACT?
Absolutely. And thanks for having me, Elisa. I'll share, too, that talking about this data annually with states and schools and districts and educators is one of my favorite parts of my job. So I'm glad to get to talk about Missouri data. So looking at the class of 2022 in Missouri, we'll start first by talking about the participation of students. 66% of the graduating class took the ACT at least once. And that's important when we talk about Missouri in the lens of the nation, that, you know, we're seeing a good number of students who are testing, but it's by no means a full picture of every single student who graduated from high school in Missouri this spring. From a score perspective, the average ACT composite score for Missouri students was 20.2, which places Missouri in a pretty good spot compared to a number of states, recognizing again that this is not a full comprehensive picture of the average of all Missouri students.
Now, is this for all class of 2022 students in Missouri, regardless of whether they attended public or private school?
That's correct. This is all students, any student who graduated, who took the ACT at some point during high school, public or private school.
And do you know how their average score compares to last year?
Yes. Missouri was on trend, really on trend with the rest of the nation in terms of seeing a score decline from last year to this year. So Missouri's score declined 0.4 points from 20.6 for the class of 2021.
Okay, so in 2021, it was 20.6. 2022 is 20.2.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. How does this year's score in Missouri compare to the national average?
Missouri scores are above the national average. So the national average for this year was 19.8, which again dropped in many states from 2021. And when we look at states who are kind of like Missouri in terms of testing a good portion of the graduating class, 50% or more, Missouri still is really pretty close to the top of the list in terms of that average ACT composite score.
That brings up a good point. So I'll follow up. Do you happen to know? So you said 66% of Missouri students participated in the test and this time around. Do you know what the previous year, what that percentage would have been?
I was pulling it up as we spoke, and it was 63%.
So a little
in 2021.
More.
So a 3% increase in the number of students who tested.
All right, good to know. Now, I found this yesterday, but I can't seem to find it today. What subjects were they tested in? And I know what subjects they test in. I just can't find their percentage, their scores. Can you go through Missouri's scores in each subject matter?
Absolutely, I can. So the four subjects that Missouri students test are English, math, reading, and science. There are some students who choose to take the optional writing section, but the four core subjects are English, math, reading, and science. The average scores for each of those subjects, which are averaged together to make the composite score, are for English, 19.5, for math, also 19.5, for reading, 21, and for science, 20.4.
And how was writing? Did you do a score on that?
You know, I don't know that. That one, it'll be a good one for me to follow up on since, again, not all Missouri students took the writing section. So that will reflect an even smaller percentage of the graduating class.
Okay. All right. Good to know. I thought that English and reading would be right there kind of beside each other. That's what I thought. And so it's kind of interesting on the scoring because that's not really how it, so it goes. Reading is what they excelled most in, then science, then math and English are the same for third place. So that's good to know.
Yeah, those are correct. And if I can even add a little more context to that, you know, when we look at the average composite score, it's always, I think, easiest to look at that number. And as we talk about the data with states and schools and districts, and even with students, a lot of the refocusing we try to do is to look at these scores relative to ACT college readiness benchmarks. So that instead of saying, we're looking at a 19 or a 25 or a 28, we're talking about these scores relative to the standards and skills that colleges are looking for students to have. And we actually have a benchmark score for each of those subject areas, English, math, reading, and science, that sets a target number where we'd like students to be to give them the best chance of success in their first year college courses.
So what is that benchmark score?
So that benchmark, and I know I apologize if I'm taking us down too much of a data deep dive here, but I think this is kind of where the story really is. The benchmarks are for English, 18, for math, 22, for reading, 22, and for science, 23. So looking at Missouri scores relative to the benchmarks, we're seeing that average composite or the average composite score for English is in fact over the ACT English benchmark, whereas the other three subjects are falling just shy of averaging those three subject benchmarks. And what that tells us, and that's a trend that we're looking at nationally and again, really continuing these conversations with from state to state. What that tells us nationally is that in terms of academic preparation and readiness, gaps still exist and were exacerbated during the pandemic, but existed for many, many years consecutively in terms of students mastering some of the really key standards and knowledge that we want them to have, so that they can have the best chance of success in their first year college courses and their first year college classes.
ACT has released information about ACT scores nationally and a breakdown for each state for the class of 2022. Rose Babington, the ACT Senior Director for State Partnerships, joins Show Me Today to highlight some of Missouri's information. Rose, obviously the pandemic disrupted education, and did you, in your information that you have with the states, are you also showing, or do you have information about whether states were in person most of the previous two school years and how those scores were impacted by in-person versus virtual?
You know, that's a tough question. We've done a lot of research about COVID, as have many others, and about the impacts of the pandemic. And it has been tricky to really map individual student learning patterns in person, online, hybrid, with what they're doing. So I would say what the area that we're working in is making sure to get this data in the hands of states and schools and teachers who can better localize our data along with the information that they have.
Okay. And what kind of suggestions are you giving? Because I looked at the press release that you put out yesterday, October 12th, about the national average. And about how the trend has gone down over the years. And are you giving suggestions to schools as to help increase those scores?
We are. And I think as a research organization, our mission for many years has been to get the insights from the ACT in the hands of folks where that data and information can really make a difference. And I think that starts with students and families, especially in the light of the pandemic, that given the myriad challenges students have faced in the last few years, and knowing that students who come from historically underrepresented represented backgrounds and areas, these students faced even greater challenges during the pandemic. So first and foremost, I think having students have access to ACT scores and data, being able to send that information to colleges, to open doors for admission and scholarship and course placement, that's been really important to let students know that they own their destiny, that they get to put their best foot forward and really use this information to make their decisions about what their post-secondary path looks like. And then beyond students and families, we're working really closely with schools and districts and states to apply this data with everything else that they're doing. And I think really encouraging states and systems to put additional supports into place for educators so that this data can be used to inform and shine a light on the things that the teachers are doing in their classrooms, and help teachers decide how they want to best support students in the wake of the last few years moving forward.
I want to go back to the individual subjects here and what they were tested on. So English 19.5 for Missouri, and same with math. Reading was the highest, 21, science 20.4. Does this mirror what you're seeing at the national level in terms of which subjects students are excelling at more so than others?
It is about on trend to that. When you look at the national data, the reading score was also the highest nationally for all 50 states. And I think that's, I'll go back again to the point that the national data, while it tells really this important big picture story, is a little bit trickier because we're now looking at such a wide range of students, some who are absolutely college bound, some who are still deciding if they're going to try a 2 or 4 year institution or head right into the workforce. Some students we know are looking at STEM careers and STEM fields. Some students we know are undecided and still trying to figure things out. So to answer your question, yes, this is on trend with the national data. But I think the power here is really when you start to break it down and look just at Missouri, look just at individual schools and districts, and then all the way down to the individual students.
Now, as you said earlier, 66% of Missouri students tested on this. Quick question, this is a little random, but are there only so many times you can take the ACT? Are they limited whatsoever?
I will confirm on that one and get it back to you. We've put an upper limit in place, and it's a very high upper limit.
Okay.
It would be very rare to see students take the test upwards of 10 or 11 times. They can if they'd like, but it's very rare. I'd say most commonly when students retake the test, we see them retake it 2, 3, maybe a fourth time.
Okay, good to know. I wondered, I can't even remember how many times I took the test. That was so long ago. It says Missouri took 66% of Missouri students participated. And here in Missouri, we like to compare to our neighboring states. So Iowa, 49% is what you say. And then 94% Nebraska, 73% in Kansas. And then 94% in Oklahoma, 93% in Arkansas, Tennessee, 100%, Kentucky, 96%, and 18% in Illinois. So my question is, overall participation nationally, what did that look like?
Overall participation, I would say really, really was divided based on the ACT state and district testing programs that we have. So you, some of the numbers that you just shared, you can tell that we have a number of states who work closely with us, who fund the ACT and offer it as an in-school testing option for every single student. And that's where you're seeing some of the states who are testing 100% or 94% or 86% of their graduating class because they have an in-school weekday testing opportunity for all of their students to participate. So we've seen a lot more students participate in ACT testing through that route, through their schools and districts and states on a weekday. And we've seen fewer students who have tested on Saturday national testing, which kind of speaks to some of the states that you see on the list who are maybe only testing 6% or 12% or 18% of their graduating class.
So do you know how many Missouri students got perfect scores this time around? And the perfect score,
I do.
And the perfect score would be 36, right? That's still the case?
That's correct. Okay. Yep. It is still the 36, and we had 83 students in Missouri who got that perfect 36 composite.
Whoa. Do you happen to know how many got a perfect score last year by chance?
I do, and it was a small drop, 15 fewer students got that perfect score this year. It was 98 students who got a 36 in the class of 2021.
Well, regardless, it's impressive.
very, very impressive.
Can you kind of tell us maybe some of the higher performing states and some of the lower performing states? I'm curious, like out of a perfect score of 36, who was closest to 36?
Well, I'll put it in this context, and I think that Missouri folks will be happy to hear it, that when we look at the big picture of all of our states, and then we look at the states who are testing more than 50% of their graduating class, Missouri is pretty much in the two spot in terms of average ACT composite score. South Dakota came in with a 21.5 average ACT composite score, and then Missouri. So that I think puts Missouri in some good company when you're looking again at those like states who are testing more than half of their graduating class. Some of the states who had high average ACT composite scores overall, the District of Columbia, Massachusetts, and California all led that list, and all three of those states had a much smaller testing population, meaning that out of all of the students in Massachusetts or California, the students who were taking the ACT were probably among the most motivated college-bound students really looking to take the ACT and use that for competitive admissions and scholarship purposes, as opposed to the states who are testing a much larger percentage of their graduating class.
Okay, good information. Rose Babington, ACT Senior Director for State Partnerships, joining Show Me Today. And I don't mean to throw shade at Illinois here. So they had about 18% of students who took the ACT, but their overall score was 24.5. So I'm like, wow, that's great when I first saw the score. And then I looked at how many kids actually took the test, and it was pretty low. So, but anyway, I digress. Anything else, Rose, that you think is important to mention about Missouri's ACT scores or ACT in general?
I would say, I'm so glad to be able to have this conversation today because we feel that this data is so critical now more than ever in terms of shining a light on where students need extra support and how our systems can best support educators and students and families in doing what's best for everyone, especially in light of the last few years. But in light of this larger trend, we're glad to be part of the story and hope to be able to be back in the years to come talking about numbers heading in the other direction in an upward trend.
That's Rose Babington with ACT. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.